Pickaxe.
Hello and welcome to the Eurogamer Newscast, and this week we're discussing the biggest Xbox leak in history. We're looking ahead to the Switch 2's potential launch lineup. We're asking why there are so many industry layoffs, or at least that's what I would be saying. If you're listening to the Eurogamer Newscast, hello, I'm Tom, Eurogamer's editor and host of our weekly discussion podcast, where we break down the biggest gaming news stories and share insight from our news reporting team. Head to your favorite podcast app now to listen. Just search Eurogamer Newscast.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers for a mini-series set 3 years after our previous campaign, Lightfall. This series is partnered with Wizards of the Coast and takes place in the brand new campaign module, Baldur's Gate Descent into Avernus, to rescue an old friend under the command of Asmodeus. So, let's continue our adventure mid-combat with the incredibly powerful Arcan the Cruel.
Yeah!
Here we go!
Welcome back to High Rollers, Lightfall's Descent, here on the Dungeons & Dragons Twitch stream. Woo! We're the High Rollers, we're a bunch of British RPG nerds, if you can't tell by the accent.
British.
We've just finished our regular game, and now we're here to play two more hours of D&D with you fine folks, all supporting the release of Baldur's Gate, Descent into Avernus. Brand new module coming out from Wizards of the Coast. Our story, before I introduce the players, is we are playing with our old characters that we played in our very first streamed campaign called Lightfall. They are level 16 now, so they're high level. They've had a whole history of friends and enemies.
2 years worth.
2 years worth of story.
Yeah.
And the main focus is the players have come to Avernus to track down the contract, the soul contract of an old friend, Trelemar Aleith, one of our previous players that played with us before. His character made a deal with Asmodeus, and now they are in Avernus, and the players have come to rescue him from such a fate. Joining me, we have Chris Trott.
Hello.
Kim Richards.
Hello.
Tom Hazel.
Hello.
And Rhiannon Gower.
Bonjour.
Sadly, Katie, who also plays with us, is not here this week. She's not very well. So please, all of the love in chat.
Send her love. Katie. Yeah.
You join us mid-combat.
Yeah.
Last week, HR D&D host, thank you, Sid.
I've done it.
You've done it. legend. Absolute legend.
Don't need to tell me, it's fine.
Nice. Last time, our party have arrived in Avernus and, seeking aid, they have made a deal with an Erinese called Kalisa, who has promised to help them track down the two big clues that will lead them to Trelemar's soul contract. A record of soul contract's trades, in a ledger, and then a creature called a Holifant.
Mm.
In exchange for helping them with this task, Kalisa asked them to do one simple thing.
Just simple.
Just a simple, easy thing.
Yeah, easy. Thing.
To how hard are it gonna be? Take down and kill or a kill. Creature called Arcan the Cruel.
Mm,
a dragonborn easy. Warrior of Tiamat who had come to Avernus to try and release his queen Tiamat from her infernal prison. The party made their way to Arcan's tower, where they fought off an army of undead, five dragons, and subdued Arcan's companion and priest of Tiamat, Krull, a tortle, thanks to a very clever modified memory.
Yeah.
Well played, Cam Buckland.
Well played.
Having convinced Krull that they were actually there to aid him and that he'd been that Arcan had turned his back on him, Krull helped them set an ambush for his master, using Kalisa the Erinese to deliver a message on their behalf.
No, we killed him and sent his fingers.
Yes, she delivered a message.
Yeah. Yeah.
The message was
fingers.
He teleported his way back to the tower, where he was then promptly set upon by the party.
He also had some friends.
He did have some friends. His Minotaur bodyguard, Torugar Steelfist, and his Manticore Chango.
Chango Unchained.
Chango.
Yeah.
The ambush was a success, with Alzra and I believe Reynard dealing a considerable amount of damage in the very first round of combat,
mainly
putting
Alzra,
Arcan
yeah.
on the back foot. And you join us in the middle of Arcan's dark tower. Steel iron hooks hang from the ceiling. A bloodied grate has been thrown across the tower and is now laying broken as the sound of fighting surrounds and echoes off the iron and stone walls. Desperately fighting in the middle, Arcan stands over Alzra Voidwalker, who is laying in a pit of dead bodies, striking up at him as he towers above her. Torogar, Steelfist, and Chango desperately trying to reach Cam Buckland, cowering underneath the stairs with a holy aura emanating from him.
That was another clutch play.
An earth elemental stands between them all, trying to desperately fight against Arcan and the others, whilst Reynard and Juto hang on the balconies above.
No, I jumped
rain
down.
Down death.
Yeah,
Reynard
had
jumped down.
I jumped down.
Okay.
But Allura's an earth elemental just behind
there you go.
Arcan, I think.
So you all stood around. Kalisa is, however, flying and flying above. Kroll's now just dead body, no longer animated, after Alzra was knocked unconscious. Also lies on the ground. We have the initiatives in order. Cam Buckland, it's actually your go.
Clutch Buckland.
Clutch Buckland.
Where's the Minotaur from me, and where's the Manticore from me?
They are basically 5 feet in front of you.
Both?
Like, yeah, both peering down under the stairs, trying to get you to lose your concentration.
Can you guys not? While shitting myself.
Okay.
Can I
foul odor?
Can I
emanate?
Cast, as it's a humanoid figure, right? The Minotaur.
You believe so?
Son of a bitch. Fair play. Dominate person on it.
Okay, so you cast dominate person as an action. Okay. I will tell you now that the spell fails.
Oh.
It is not a person. A monitor is considered
humanoid.
A...
humanoid.
Yeah, it's not a humanoid, it's considered a monstrosity. The other thing I need to
is
check...
Is it?
It is a monstrosity.
Cool.
Let's just
points.
Check. Ah. Is Holy Aura a concentration spell? It is. Is dominate person.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I can tell you this.
The holy aura fades.
Oh no.
The golden light fades as you desperately try and seize control of Torogar's mind.
Puny little man. You can't do anything. I'm gonna rip your fucking head off.
Like a wrestler.
You stepped at me in the ring. Go one to one.
Move bonus action.
That antagonizes them, I assume.
Yes.
A little headache doing that.
Let's get you weak, brother!
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 Let's see. No, I do not.
Nope. Nerd. So that's it. Alzra the Void Walker.
Hello.
I feel like I'd level the playing field.
No, it was a... yeah, if he was a person...
No, by removing the aura.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes. They
not
need
so
all the
clutch
help.
Anymore.
Alzra Voidwalker.
I would like to cast Vampiric Touch on Arcan.
Okay.
At level 5.
Sure.
Oof.
So...
spell attack.
Wah! 14 plus 9. 23.
Just hits him.
Yes!
So annoying.
Yeah,
5d6.
His DC is so high.
Ah! 6, 12, 15... 18, 19 damagio, and I get half of that back as health.
Yum.
So what's
you
half-
watch as it sucks no. the energy away from Arcan's body, fueling your wounds.
Tasty.
And you just see him like shudder, like, come on. You can see him like grunting and sweating. You can see him actually sort of like looking around, his eyes are bloodshot, the hand is twisted into this sharp claw, the hand of Vecna. Oh. He almost holds it like, unable to control it for a moment. Is that all you'd like to do, Alfred?
Am I still inside the crate?
You're like looking up it.
Can I like get out? Just like stand, so I'm like standing.
So, but you don't want to move away from
no,
the attack of
no,
but you want to
get out
of the crate.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Nice.
Yeah, perfect. Torogar Steelfist.
Oh, so
tell that you're going to be a problem, so I'm going to deal with you now.
Okay. He rages. I think he was already raging, actually.
Yeah.
That's like the kind something of he would do.
Natural personality trait, yeah.
Two huge scimitars, and then he attempts to gore you with his horns as well.
Oh, oh man.
So, first attack is a 17.
No.
Second attack is a 26.
Yeah.
Okay, you take 30 damage, 20 damage, sorry, three of which is fire, but I don't think you're... Oh, no, you have got resistance to fire, haven't you? Don't just nod at me. You're wearing that red dragon leather.
Yes, I am.
So you do. So you take 17 plus 1, so 18 points of damage.
Okay, cool.
And then the horns for a 28.
Ugh. You messed with the bull.
19 more points of damage. He kind of slams his head under the stairs, lifts you up for a moment, and then throws you back.
Oh.
Is that all you got?
Elora.
Elora is an earth elemental right now.
She's currently an earth elemental. I have delegated the running of Elora to Tom Hazel.
Yeah, and she's got a lot of spells. She's got 3 pages
Well, she can't cast spells as an earth elemental, so...
So, in that case...
Smash.
I mean, what can she do? I guess she wails on Arcan.
She's just going to go for Arcan? Sure. Attack rolls.
Okay, I know she's...
Uses the elemental stats for the attack.
Yes. Boom. Oh, 16 was the highest.
Nope. Ping, he just raises his feiny to axe, kind of blocking the strikes from the large earth elemental. His own strength immense. Holding back this huge stone beast, Behemoth.
Okay, well, she's just going to stand there and just earth elemental it up. Just be a wall. Is there a space she can stand that would block Arcan from Elzra?
No. You can't really, like... So she can try and provide cover, but Arcan can just move around and, like, kind of strike her there that way. Because we're using Theatre of the Mind.
Yeah.
There's no, like, choke point that she can just block using her body.
Could she just fall onto the grate and just cover it?
Well, Elzra's out of the grate.
I'm out of the grate.
Oh, you're out of the grate?
Yeah, that's the grate.
All right, well, she's just going to stand there, being all earth elementally.
Okay. The manticore...
On her earth elemental body, are they wilted?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, all of the flowers and stuff. Anything living, like, decays very quickly. Like, ash begins falling off of her stone form. The manticore, sensing that Cam's spell is no longer active, will change tactics and will start targeting other creatures. No, in fact, actually, no, it's got an int of 7. It's going to still try and kill Cam. It tries to bite you for a 23.
Yep.
7 more points of damage. It tries to claw you.
Yep.
That's only an 8, so that misses. 2 with its claws. That is in a 21 to hit you.
Yep.
You take another 6 points of slashing.
I'm down.
Damage. You're down?
Oh, oh crap. God.
You watch as Cam Buckland, like, falls to the ground.
You have more.
Master, I have slain this one for you.
Reynard.
Reynard.
Just gonna bam, 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 get through it.
I'm kind of down in the pit still, but I'm gonna go back just the furthest wall I can from everything.
Okay.
Oh, remember you've got haste on you, Alzra.
I have haste.
From Black Half Blade. And I will obviously sharpshoot at the guy that has Hunter's Mark on him, Arcan.
Let's see if you hit.
Okay. 27 minus 5, 23.
27 minus 5 is 22, which is a miss.
Damn it! It is!
Damn! It is a miss!
What about 29 minus 5?
That is a hit.
That's a hit.
24, yes, that just hits.
So one of those hits. 1d8, 2d6, plus 10. Oh god. 3, 8, plus 7, 15, 25.
Yep. You hear him like rasp and blood just spurts out of his draconic mouth. He like reaches up with the hand of Vecna trying to like, he pulls the bolt loose but leaves it in for a moment and just staggers heavily wounded.
Oh. Oh, good. Can I bonus action anything? Not really. I can vanish. I can use a hide action as a bonus, but what's the point? I'll leave it there. That's my turn. That's okay. Reynard. That's Reynard.
What's haste doing again?
Haste gives you everything, I think.
Yeah, I just write them down.
Whatever you need, it gives you. Haste is plus 2 AC, your speed is doubled. Advantage on dex saves, and you can make an additional.
No, Mark's just giving a little laugh.
Kalisa, the Erinese, floats above, and she sends you a telepathic message. If I finish him off, our deal won't be complete. I can't. You have to be the ones to deal the final blow.
Oh.
And so she's going to aim at Torogar.
Okay.
She's actually, this is like her being quite nice.
Yeah.
Because she could fuck you over and be like, nah, I kill Arcan, now I don't know you fuck all. But she's actually like, I quite like spending time with you. Make sure you kill him. I'll deal with the Minotaur. That one's a crit. A crit? A quit? One's okay. A crit.
Awesome.
The other two are misses, but one is a crit, which is a total of 11 plus d8. Oh, that's a 1, 12 plus poison.
Does anyone mind if I turn the music down?
23. You can ask Sid to turn the music down if you want.
It's on the speaker in here.
Yeah. There you go.
Cool.
So she strikes Torogar in the neck, and this thick poison begins like dribbling down his neck.
Oh, nice.
And you can see him like, ah, damn devil, I'll kill you. And he like looks up, just angry in fury.
You won't escape from me. I'll come for you.
Jeez.
Arkan's just like, now's not the time, Torogar. He stumbles. You see Arkan reaches down, grabs Kroll's body, brings up the hand of Vecna, is like,
uh-oh,
we need to leave now.
And he teleports away.
Oh, no.
So just Arkan and...
No, Arkan, Torogar, the body of Kroll, and the Manticore all...
Oh, come on.
I mean, can you guys, do you guys have any reactions to like Counterspell or anything?
Let me see.
I mean,
stab? I don't know.
I guess Laura, being an elemental, can't out and then...
Nope. If you have a reaction to Counterspell or...
Can we tell where they've gone?
I don't suppose there's any attacks of opportunity from a teleport, is there?
Not from a teleport. It's instantaneous.
They
know they are no longer in the space to make an attack against them.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah.
I mean, you just hear, like, Kalisa, like, by Asmodeus, I should have just fucked you over.
I guess he's still downed, isn't he? So we get still in there.
Yep. We're just going to stay in initiative. So that was Arkan's go. Juto.
Can I look out? I don't know. Can I get to the top and like,
you just
want to
make
white,
a run for the top of the tower?
The dragon?
Yeah, I mean, it'll take some time to get up there. It'll take you, like, a couple of rounds or...
Really?
Yeah, to get to the top of the tower. You're fighting, like, the bottom level of the tower. To get to the top, you would need to, like, even with your monk speed dashing, you'd probably still take you, like, two turns to get up there.
Can I look out of a window and see, like...
No windows on this base level. Fuck. It's a big iron devil tower. They don't really need windows.
The biggest iron devil tower.
Yeah. You could run outside. The main door is here.
Can I run out? Heal cam, run outside. Heal cam, run outside.
I mean,
heal cam, run outside. What?
Well,
what'd you do?
Other peeps.
What'd you do?
I'm going to go outside.
Okay, so you run up to the doors, you kind of push these large, heavy stone doors open, look outside, and you just see this blasted wasteland of Avernus gathering dust clouds in the distance, red lightning, meteors streaking down against this endless orange dust sky. You see no sign of them. Cam Buckland, your turn. Death saving throw, please.
They're not here! Sorry. My hand just...
Seven.
Do you want to roll that again? Because, like, Kim threw another dice in at the same time.
I was passing on to him.
Yeah, just roll again, because that was interference.
17.
17 is a pass. No,
you're trying to get me killed.
Sorry, no, I was passing you a dice.
You just watch. It's like, you're like, you taste the victory. Like, the death is imminent. He looks that you see Arkan. His last thing was, like, looking at you. And there is almost this silent, like... You will pay, and then he vanishes.
It's like screaming, just like fuck!
God.
I'm gonna do a medicine check on Cam.
Okay,
try and
he's still dying. Yeah, so go ahead.
Medicine. He's still dying. Still dying.
17 plus 9.
That's enough. Yeah, you stabilize him.
Prevent
you bind his wounds.
Nice.
The big tears and gashes in his side.
I'm still really mad though. I'm like tightening him a little bit too
and
tight.
He smells like feces.
Fucking
good thing I'm not wearing anything below the waist.
Elora.
Well, I guess Elora can come out of wild shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what she could do to mega sense a teleport. Like, I don't really know myself what someone could do to follow a teleport.
I mean, there's spells like locate person and stuff, but...
What has she got?
She's got
what
everything.
Has she got? What has she got?
I think she's... Every spell is in this list right now.
Yeah, probably because it's not actually done the prepared ones.
Anything to track or...
No, this is all prepared. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's a lot.
There's tons.
Scry.
Well, I think she will come out of wild shape and cast heal at 6th level, so 70 HP.
Ken Buckland.
I don't know how much you have total, or if that's just
not a lot. You've ever made, Tom.
Okay.
Sorry.
So that was Allura's game?
Yeah, Allura heals.
Reynard.
So Reynard, he does have some sort of tracking, but I'm trying to think what.
I would let you make it like a survival check.
He's got. Because
you could use your primeval awareness.
Hunter's Mark.
Oh.
Very good. Very good, Tommy boy.
Ranger!
Is that just like you know the direction of where it went?
I have advantage on any wisdom or perception or survival check to find it.
Okay.
So I guess what's...
I'll say we'll also give you like a supernatural awareness of like, you have a vague sense of where he's gone. Like, you could manually track him.
Yeah,
even though he's
teleported. I've got primeval awareness as well. Yeah, like,
sure. So make a survival check for me.
17 plus survival, 24.
It's not... You can't track him. You're not like following tracks, but you're just thinking. And he must... He would have gone somewhere familiar... Somewhere where he has defences, he's likely gone to his camp by the monument to Tiamat, where he was originally, where you summoned him from.
Do I know how far away that is?
Several miles to the vague direction of north that is Avernus. Khalees has teleported there.
Could she?
Yeah, she could teleport you. She's teleported you all before.
He's gone back to his camp. Khaleesa, you might need to take us there now. He is very weak.
He is very weak. We need to catch him, but he does have more forces there. We should be fast. Are you fit to travel, human?
Right, thumbs up.
I'm on the floor.
She's like, do you think he's directly in the camp or at the monument? It's a large camp.
That's where he's gone.
I will take you where I found him before.
It's wherever is familiar to him.
All right. She pulls off a ring off her finger, blows through it, and the wind kind of expands into a large gateway.
Yes.
And she puts the ring back on her finger. Come on, hurry! I have to wait until you've all gone through.
Yeah, go. Yep.
Okay, I need to do some quick check, because you're like literally pursuing him.
So yep.
He casts that, which does that.
Teleports. Or are you saying he's cast something else that does something else?
Well.
This is also assuming that we land like on him, unless we teleport inside him.
Oh my god! Surprise!
So at the moment, the gateway is open and it leads into his camp. You can see, like huts made from bones and skin that have been like big draped, like flayed skin has been made into like tents.
What else would they be made?
I mean, you're in hell. what do you want from me?
Just one flower.
No. And you can see that there is, you know, you can see that there are creatures beginning to move around in the camp.
We can't see them.
No, you can see, like, vague shapes. It's kind of blurry on this side of the gateway.
It's a start.
Juto.
Yeah?
Your turn.
Okay, I guess I'll go through the portal.
Okay. You run through the gateway chasing after, and you see before you a wide kind of, like, a large open flat area with tents on the outside, one of which looks much more elaborate. It's made from larger, kind of maybe like a fallen demon or a dragon or something, with this kind of skin material like placed over it. Four white dragon humanoid shapes, like the Abishai that you've seen before, kind of like are moving out, like preparing weapons and things. They're just basically getting ready for some sort of like attack, but they look panicked. They look like they've only just been told to get ready. You don't know if there's more of them. You just see four of them like beginning to emerge from these tents. You do not see Arcan, but you do see the Minotaur off in the distance, like maybe about 60 feet in front of the portal. And you would probably see in the very far distance a flying beast creature flying towards the mountain, the Tiamat mountain.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
The mountain is very fucking far away, but it looks like it's making its way up to, like, a plateau on the mountain.
So they're really like they're.
They would be. I'll tell you exactly how far they are. They are approximately 180 feet away from your current position.
I just spell Abishai.
Abishai. Okay, I just wrote down their speed, not their dex. That was stupid of me. So that's what you see. So the Abishai are about sort of like 40 feet in front of you. Torogar the Minotaur is just beyond that. He sees you and he's just like,
them! Kill them! Stop them reaching Arcan!
What'd you like to do?
This is just Juto still at this point.
Yep.
It's me.
So he's flown away on a thing. So
the Chango is flying him away towards this mountain.
Yeah. Stupid manticore butt face is flying away.
Yeah.
Okay, can
he's
I...
He's not... Look, Arcan's a... knows when he needs to, like, he's been ambushed and he needs to run.
I'm gonna start running, so 55 feet.
Yeah, you can, you're acrobatic enough, if you want to go past the Abishai, you can.
Yeah.
Yep.
So 55, and then, I can dash at the step of the wind, like I can double dash or what?
Dash is just you take your movement again.
Okay, so I take my movement again.
Yep.
So that's 110 feet in total.
Yep.
I move 110, and then can I do anything?
You could take your action to dash again if you wanted to.
I'm going to dash again.
Okay, so that would put you... You are 110. What's your normal movement?
40. 55.
So it'd put you at 165. So you're 15 feet behind Arcan, but they are up in the air. But that's... You're just, like, running.
Yeah.
Does Step of the Wind mean that you don't... that's dashing, isn't it? You're not disengaging. Because
no,
you'll get some attack opportunities against
you. I can disengage or dash.
Okay, so if you're choosing to dash, you're going to get... You'll take two opportunity attacks from the Abishai, and then from two Abishai, one each, and then Torogar will also get to swipe it as you basically just barrel past.
Okay.
Okay, so the Abishai, 21.
Oh, yeah.
The second one is only an 11, so the 21 is 7 slashing damage.
Okay.
And then Torogar will make an attack against you as well, which I don't think is going to hit you. It's only a 19.
Nope.
So Torogar swings, but you skid underneath him on the dust of Avernus and then just carry on just running after Arcan on his manticore back. And you can see, by the way, now that you're closer, you can see Krull is awake, alive again.
What the hell?
And is casting a spell on Arcan.
Oh, no, he's healing.
Arcan has raised dead, man. Like, he's like, yep, my friend is dead, heal him.
Didn't we take an arm, though?
Yes, yeah. Oh, like, Krull is like, he's like healing him, but he is severely injured. So that was Juto's go, Cam Buckland.
How did he raise him so fast?
Action to cast Raise Dead.
All right. I grab Reynard and Dimension Door.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait,
so... You dimension door through the portal. You can't dimension door through another portal.
I thought it'd run through the.
No, you know, no. This is still in the portal. You can run through the portal, but Reynard's still on the other side.
You could hold.
We're still in initiative, so like Reynard is like, they're at his camp, and then Kalisa creates the portal, right. And Juto runs through it immediately.
I'm gonna hold my dimension door until Reynard's on the other side, and I can touch him to go through.
Okay, so you then run through, and then you and Reynard are gonna bam forward. Okay, yep.
Follow me. Dimension door!
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. You can do that.
How many people can go through a dimension door? I guess I know this.
He can carry one other creature with him.
Right. Okay. That's cool.
Alzra.
Okay. I'm just working out what I can do because I've got haste.
High-level combat.
So if I go through the portal, is that an action?
Mm-mm.
No.
Imagine it just connects the two spaces. So you're like 5 feet from the portal.
Okay.
And then once you just move that, you just move through it, you're on the other side.
So I'll go through the portal.
Yep.
And then I cast, as a bonus action, Fighting Spirit, which gives me advantage on attack things.
Attack rolls, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then if I run, and then I've got 2x speed, so can I run...
So what's your speed normally?
30.
30, so you go up
so
to
go 60. 60 feet.
So you go 60 feet. That gets you to the Minotaur. If you want to run past the Abishai, they get a tax opportunity against you.
I'm going to stay with the Minotaur, but then can I use... Then I've got another action.
If you go up to the Minotaur, the two Abishai will get an attack opportunity against you.
Right.
Are you willing to take that?
So, yeah, sure.
Okay.
No.
14 to hit?
Nope.
18 to hit.
Oh, just.
Wait, 7 wait, points
plus
of damage.
Plus 2 from haste.
Plus 2 from haste.
So misses.
So it misses.
Misses. So you get to the Minotaur.
Get to the Minotaur.
You nip past them. You're then, facing the Minotaur.
And then I've got plus 1 action. So then can I shoot my bow?
Well, that's just your movement. You've got an action and then you've got your hasted action still.
So I've got 2 actions. So then can I shoot my bow at Arcan?
So you pull out, what is it, a longbow?
Longbow, 120 feet.
150, he's beyond that, but he can go long range, which I think is 600 feet. Which is disadvantage to attack.
It's 600 feet.
Yeah, so you can make an attack at Arcan with 600 feet range.
But I've got advantage because of my...
So that negates the distance.
Yes, it's true. Advantage. It does. It negates that. So it's a normal straight roll.
Chaos.
Yes, it's a normal roll.
So just he will have a cover bonus from Chango the Manticore because he's like on this larger creature.
Yeah.
So yeah, you can make it. This is a very difficult shot, but with your ultimate concentration of your samurai training.
7 plus 8. 15.
What
is fighting spirit?
It's advantage, fighting which negates the disadvantage.
Yeah.
So the first arrow.
Another arrow.
You have another action as haste.
Do it again.
But you have disadvantage on this one because I think Fighting Spirit is just the next action.
Okay. That's an 8.
Yeah, another one.
And an 8 again.
Oh.
This is an 8
you
plus 8,
You pull out
16.
Another arrow desperately. You try and arc it. Both of them. Just sail past.
That was a hell of an attempt.
Hell of a turn.
Yeah.
The Minotaur looking down at you with your longbow in hands.
Do you think you can kill Master Arcan like that? I'll show you what it means to fight.
But he can't kill me, so bring it on!
Oh, well, I don't think he can actually kill you, because that was a 15 and a 16.
No, wait, Jose!
Then he tries to gore you with his horns. Only a 17.
No!
So you're bringing up, like, even though you've got the longbow in your hand, you're, like, diving to the side as he's slamming the scimitars in the ground, kicking up dust. You roll to the side as he charges forward.
Oh, so tasty.
Elora.
Elora. Christ. Elora, I think, is going to turn into an air element.
I don't think she can wild shape anymore because she's already used her elemental form. She only has, like,
she's
two uses.
Yeah.
Yeah, but an elemental form takes both uses.
She's got the griffin, doesn't she?
I've got that.
You got that.
She's also still on the other side of the portal.
Well, yeah, with me still, with Reynard. I mean, yeah, she's going to call for the griffin, which I was going to do anyway. I was going to give her the griffin.
Okay.
But I guess the griffin can't really get into range of it, even if it dashed through the portal. Or can it? 80 feet, so it can do 160 if the griffin...
So it'd be 20 charge. Feet behind Arcan.
Oh, so she could... Okay, she's basically going to hold action to when she's within range of Arcan.
Right, just remember, though, she can hold her action. You're going to give her... Like, hers is the last initiative, so at the beginning of the new initiative, her hold action goes. You can't hold an action into, the like, her next turn.
Well,
she's the
mean,
last initiative.
She... Shall I just delay her turn?
She takes her turn now, but if she can't do anything without the griffin, then she might as well just move through the portal, yeah. Because, like, you can't hold your action if you're the last one in the initiative. Because, like, you
Am
can't...
I'm next, aren't I?
Yeah, you're the top of a new initiative.
Oh, I see. Oh, I thought...
And technically, Chango is actually... He's going to get to move before anything else happens, so they're going to be further away.
I mean, I think she just waits. Like, I don't think there's anything she can do.
Okay, all right. So Laura just waits. Chango's go. Chango will fly his master another 100 feet.
100.
So he was 200... All right, I've got to write this down. So he's 280 feet from the portal. But Juto, you went 160, didn't you? So you were... No, you were 15 feet behind them. So now he's 115 feet from you.
15.
I've got like a vague track of where it all is because this is Theo of the Mind.
I went 165 feet, I think.
Yes, which would have put you 15 feet behind his initial position. Then he moves another 100 as he dashes. So you're now 115 feet away from him. And he's 280 feet from the portal entrance. Then it's Reynard's go.
Okay, then I am going to...
Oh, sorry. After Elora, I forgot about the new initiative, which was the Abishai. They finish getting ready. They draw their weapons. And all they can do is basically two of them charge Alzra. And then two of them move towards the portal
where Cam is
basically.
Oh, Cam,
but they don't take their actions. They just spend their whole turn moving up.
Cam had a hold action as well. Is that eliminated because of the new turn?
Yeah, kind of would be, yes. Yeah, like, you can't really hold an action into another person's, like, go. But...
why not?
Well, I mean, you could, I guess. Like, it's just... it's an annoying way that the rules work in that you would get two goes. Like, if you, at the end of your turn, said, I hold my action until Reynard does a thing because I know he's first in the initiative, when he does that too, you're like, oh, I'm going to take my hold action. Oh, it's my go now as well. I get two turns, basically.
But I did also not do it.
But then, yeah, you lose a turn.
Doesn't matter. Like, well, that, yeah, but that's the choice of, you know, that's not the same thing. You're still getting two goes in one initiative order, which breaks the action economy. It does kind of make sense in pure game mechanics, even if it doesn't make sense narratively. Just because otherwise you could just always be like, I'm going to move, take a bonus action, then hold my action until Reynard's go. Oh, I get two extra actions now. Like, because I get two turns. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. You are master.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Yeah, so.
Okay, that makes sense.
But the thing is on this, like, Reynard, you could be like, I'm going to go up and hold on to Cam, and then on Cam's turn, he'll just Dimension Door.
Yeah, so, all right, yeah, well, so I'm going to... bonus action, give the griffin to, or, you know, summon a griffin for Alora,
mm-hmm.
and then run through the portal to Cam.
Okay, yep.
And then, yeah, wherever the dimension door is, I'm assuming it'll put us in range, so once I'm in range of that, and then...
That'll be your next initiative. Yeah, that'll be your next initiative. Because don't forget, you go before Arcan and stuff as well.
Yeah.
But not before Chango.
Yeah.
Okay. So after Reynard, Kalisa... she can't step through the portal until everyone's gone through, and Elora's still on this side, isn't she? So she has to wait on this side. Arcan on his turn. He doesn't really have anything he can do. He just hunkers down. Juto.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was looking up.
So if I use my movement to dash, that's how many feet?
So dash just lets you move again. Yeah. So you just go your movement as a dash.
And that's an action, isn't it?
Normally, yes.
How high in the air are they?
Sorry, hang on. I'm just trying to work out some healing stuff.
Oh, yeah, your continual healing.
Yeah, if I get there.
I think you get dash as a bonus action as a monk, don't you?
If I use Step of the Wind.
Oh,
nice.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. No, if I use Step of the Wind. Sorry, I'm so sorry. You can spend one key point to take the disengage or dash action as a bonus action. And your jump distance is doubled. Nice.
Suspect.
How high in the air are they?
How high in the air? I mean, I guess it would be Chango's movement speed because he can fly diagonally. So, because then he's going laterally and horizontally. So we'd say like, I mean, he'd be 100 feet in the air, I guess. Because he'd just go like this.
So, if I use Step of the Wind...
yes.
It lets me to take the dash action as a bonus action, and my jump distance is doubled.
Yes.
So does that mean I could get up to them and jump up?
What's your strength score?
Strength score is 8.
So you would double 8, so 16. You can jump 15 feet up in the air.
So I can't get there. However, I do have air stance.
Okay.
But the thing is, I'd need to bonus action to activate air stance.
Mm-hmm.
And then cast Step of the Wind to dash, which gives me a fly speed.
Right, but Step of the Wind is a bonus action.
Yeah, so my head's a mess. I can't figure out what to do.
I mean, don't forget, you have multiple turns. So it's like, bonus action, I go into air stance. Movement, normal movement. Action, dash. So you'd move twice, you'd basically go move twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then next turn, you can then Step of the Wind, move, dash, blah, blah, blah.
Is there anything I can run up at the moment, or are they above, just above?
I mean, they're heading towards, like, there is, like, a mountain, because the camp is at the base of, like, the like, beginnings of the mountain, of Tiamat's mountain. So there is, like, mountains, but not enough, like, they're not 100 feet tall mountains, you know? There's, like, you know, it's beginning to rise up. There is a bit of a cliff face, but probably not enough that you could run along the full distance.
30 feet, and they're not 30 feet within me, are they, even if I...
So your movement is 55, so you can go 110.
You are gaining.
So you are 5 feet behind them, then.
And would I be able to activate air stance as well?
No. Remember, it's bonus action to activate the stance, move, action. You'd bet that should be your whole turn. It's just moving within 5 feet of them. And you'd still be on the ground level. They'd still be up in the air.
And then next I can go, but then they're going to start healing, aren't they? But that's what, all I can do. So okay. I'll do that.
Right. So you are now 5 feet behind them.
And I've activated those.
And you've got air stops activated. Yeah, 100 feet below, but 5 feet, like, behind them.
Would they be 100 feet up if they're going to drag?
I guess not, like, maybe, like, 80 feet, but certainly they'd be quite high up because they'd fly like this. Yeah. And he's had two movement turns to do it as well, so... Yeah.
Okay.
Cam Buckland.
Is Reynard next to me?
Yes. Yep. And you have two of these white dragon men, like, bringing their swords to bear.
We gotta go!
Gotta go, sorry guys.
Bye.
And how far did you go?
500 feet.
500 feet.
Wow. Oh my god.
So do you just basically go in the direction they're traveling 500 feet?
I want to go onto the Minotaur.
Okay. Huh? Right, yes, you could do that.
Okay. The
Manticore.
Manticore.
I know what you meant.
I can best grab on quickly then. Holy shit.
Both of you make acrobatics checks.
14, 19.
Reynard, you arrive and you didn't quite expect to be like midair, like on top of this manticore. You do land, but there's like, it's big enough that Arcan and Kroll are on it, and that's pretty much taking up most of its back. Cam, you managed to basically like hook a foot onto the saddle and you're like standing on it like loosely right next
I'm
to
looking to Arcan. Disrupt.
Yeah, well, you disrupt possible. Because, Reynard, you slip, like, you immediately, you grab the manticore's tail, and it's poison barbs, like going to your hand, and you can feel, like, this slow poison kind of, like, coming down. Uh-huh. But you're holding on to it, but you're being flipped, whipped around as its tail. The manticore cannot hold all this weight, and it's, like, it's, like, dipping badly, like dropping.
But now I'm within range. I guess on the upswing of its tail, can I just fire a crossbow?
On your initiative, you absolutely can, yes.
I mean, I held an action to shoot when I was within range of it.
That's true, you did.
So I guess I'm trying to shoot.
Sure, Arcan. Disadvantage.
Yeah, I figured. I'm not sharpshooting this. I don't think I even could if I wanted to. 16 plus 14?
30. Even with disadvantage. Wow. Swinging from a manticore's tail.
And the second shot. 23. Seriously, 23. I rolled a 9 plus 14.
Yeah, I guess you would be able to make two attacks because even... And that was with the disadvantage.
And I've got a Hunter's Mark on him too.
You do, yeah. No sharpshooter though.
No sharpshooter. That was no nice. Chance in that. 2, 4... 6 plus 7.
Just so give me a total, man.
13 and the second attack. 37 total damage.
Okay, hang on. 37 total damage.
Yes.
Oh. So.
Is that on Arcan?
On Arcan, yeah. While swinging from this manticore tail.
Love it.
Does the poison do anything to me?
Ooh, I mean, it wouldn't have done anything more. You're already at disadvantage, but I was going to make you do a constitution saving throw. But I don't think it's going to matter. Nope. I mean, there was 37, yeah? That was absolute total damage?
Yeah.
Is any of that fire, poison, and it's a magical weapon, isn't it?
It's a magical weapon. It's thunder damage.
Thunder damage. Yeah? Then you can't resist any of it. Nope. So you swing, and like flipping back on the thing of this thing, you wait until the flick brings you up to the highest point. You bring the crossbow up. Cam, like, you're like, duck! Cam, like, throws his head down. Arcan turns behind you. Your eyes meet, and you just...
Oh, yeah.
And he just pitches, and his body just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Kroll, who looks incredibly weak, is like, no! As his body just...
Oh my god!
Yes,
that is a way to go.
Nice.
Very good. Fucking held action. Fucking hell.
Oh,
Rangers. Well
with
done.
With disadvantage as well.
Ranger. Holy Ranger. Shit.
You basically hear like a popping sound. Kalisa jumps through the portal. We're still technically initiative just because there's a couple of little things that can be wrapped
there's
up here.
A ton of other things going on.
Kalisa pops through just as she sees, and you just hear her like, "Yes!" As Arcan's body just thump. And you just hear this, like, distant poof. from of dust, Avernus dust that flies up into the air.
Before he doesn't land on me,
he
does
holds
he?
Up a sign.
No, he does not land.
Uh-oh.
He probably lands pretty close in front of you, though.
Awkward.
She is, however, going to shoot at the Abishais, who are currently looking where did Cam and Reynard go. They're like, nah! both arrows. In fact, she gets three arrows. Mm. Yep, all three attacks hit. I'm just going to have her basically, like, and annihilate one of them.
Nice.
Jesus.
Pumps it full of arrows and poison.
Yeah.
As it just writhes on the ground, unable to do anything. Ah! It would have been Arkan's go next, and he was absolutely going to try and fucking knock Cam off or you off or something, but he's dead now.
I guess is Kroll in the initiative?
I need to roll Kroll's initiative. So I'll put Kroll now, because he got a 17, which actually would have put him above, just after Reynard. So he sees this, he sees Arkan fall, and he just is like, no! No!
No!
No!
No!
Keep saying no until no. I find what to do. No!
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 No! No! No! No! No! No! No! Oh my god! I played that video of Milo. My cat freaked the hell out. He was just like, "What is that? Get me out of here!"
Oh, Long Johnson.
He looks at you, Reynard, and he just raises his one good hand and whispers a dark speech. Make a constitution saving throw.
Oh god, he's gonna make me like just let go. 19 plus constitution.
Oh,
21.
You're gonna take half damage.
Oh. Whatever. I've got tons of HP.
Sure.
He doesn't like that.
I've still got 120. I've never looked better.
D8. So.
Do you know the only thing that's hit me in this whole combat is an Abishai? I've only taken 7 points of damage.
I don't know.
So annoying.
I know.
I think the 120 I've got, I don't think I've been hit by anything in this Arcan, because I've just been on the upper level.
Yeah, but yeah, it's just because also, like, you ambushed him so hard.
Yeah. Poor Cam. It's all right, bud.
Worth it.
Yeah. That was a hell of a dimension door, though.
Yeah.
Right onto the...
Onto Cam
plays, man.
Yeah. Right, so it'd be half of 42. You take 21 necrotic damage.
Okay.
As a blight spell ravages your body.
God.
And Kroll is just like, die! Die!
That's what that feels like.
Not fucking around.
Jito.
How high is the manticore now?
Yeah, it's like dipping down. I'd say it's like 60 feet.
Can I go up and attack Kroll?
Yeah, how are you gonna go 60 feet up?
Because air stance, step of the wind, I can fly.
Okay, 50 sure.
Feet.
There you go.
I can fly 55
okay.
up.
Yep.
So can I attack Kroll? Mm-hmm. Or,
yeah, yeah? You get up to it and you can see him like channeling like Palpatine. Die, black light.
I don't think we've had a turn since we came out the portal.
You came out the portal, you rushed up,
yeah.
You shot the longbow.
Yeah. And I think we've done a round.
We've done a full round.
I flew, because then my second turn, I flew. I ran and activated air stance. And then these boys held their action, and that happened.
I mean, Juto's had two turns since.
I'm top of the round, I think.
You're not top of the round.
No.
You're okay. 12. Well, don't forget, we started this combat midway through, so it was Cam. Chango is the top, is the manticore. Mm-hmm. He moved. Reynard did the shot. So for me, it was like, because you...
When is...
I went through the
so
portal.
So Cam moved out. Cam's on it, yeah. When, how did I miss you then? Because I've also technically missed Torogot and Allura then.
Yeah, Allura.
How did I do that?
Allura's sure. No, Allura's
was it the hold Allura. Action that maybe?
Yeah, Allura's like done it. I think that there's definitely been some weird stuff of like...
Oh, I think my hold action has confused it. I think it is still Juto's go.
I think so.
If Alzra and everyone is after Juto, then I think that's correct.
Yeah, I think okay. so. I think it's, yeah. Yeah
okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So Juto's go.
Yeah, I think
it's due to Cam and
oh, okay, sorry. So I've bonus action gone up because mm-hmm. I've Step of the Wind up. So I will attack. First attack is a 16 to hit Kroll.
16 does not hit Kroll. Oh. His natural armor, his shell protects him.
The second boy.
God damn it.
He's not in his shell. It's just his natural, like him having the shell.
20 to hit.
That definitely does hit him. He has one hit point. You kill him.
Hey.
Ray's dead puts you on one hit point, man. Like, he's just like, bah, you stab him through the chest.
In the already open wound that we made for him.
Yep.
He was a zombie for a bit.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. A little bit.
A little bit. He's not had a great day.
No.
Is we've now got a turtle shell, like, asteroid falling
down the other side now.
Yeah, I guess it would be falling off the thing. And the Manticore is, like, turning, like, now aware that its master's dead and fallen off. Very angry. So, Cam Buckland. Then it's Azra.
Nice.
Then it's the Minotaur. All right. Because you and the Minotaur are going to have a fight.
Yes, boy! You're not out of this yet, boy!
This Manticore is not happy. You are, like, surfing the saddle.
Jenna Marbles. Oh.
So...
who are you fighting?
In proximity, I'm in touching distance of Raynard, right? And the Manticore.
I mean...
I had a foot in the...
You've got a foot in the saddle, so you're on top of, like, the Manticore. You're, like, riding the fucking Manticore like a cool guy.
Yeah.
Raynard is... its tail snakes back, and Raynard is, like, holding onto the back of the tail with these barbs in his hands. One hand on a crossbow, like, whoa!
I'll really get to it.
You could, but you'd have to go out onto the tail. You'd have to, like, climb down the Manticore's tail to reach him. Or you could just let go and try and grab Raynard as you fly backwards.
Just open your arms.
And there's six...
Raynard! Can you get yourself out of this?
Possibly.
I'm going to get onto the saddle of the Manticore, grip him by his eyes,
okay,
and just ram him, like, to point him down.
So you just want to try and basically force the Manticore to fly down.
That's brutal. I love that eyeball.
Cast Death Ward on myself.
You can't.
So he's crashing.
You cannot
him.
Control the Manticore and cast Death Ward.
He's legit crashing him.
You can do one or the other. You can either try and force the Manticore to go down.
I use my movement to, like, just get into the saddle at least.
Yeah, you can do that, but then, like, he doesn't give a shit about you. Like, you're gonna have to, like, try and either, like, force him down through force of will, like, making some sort of check to be, like, down. And, like, literally drive him down. Like, he's not like a rocket. It's a living being. It can go. No!
Dr. Strange love.
I mean, you're trying to blind it by just...
Yeah, or, like, if you want to try and blind, like, cause it pain, that'd be, like, an attack roll.
Fuck it, yeah. I'm just going to use my action then to...
So just, like, attack it, or do you want to just try and, like, force him down?
I'm going to just force him down.
Okay.
By stabbing him in the neck to do it.
So you're making an attack, then?
Yeah.
Okay, make an attack.
But it's basically
you,
like,
if you damn. Hit, you can have your 1d6 of sneak attack.
You're essentially squished a cat. Squished a cat.
Yeah.
Squished a cat.
Stop. Like the song.
5 plus 8.
You should 13. Roll another dice.
13 is actually a miss. It's AC is 14.
Roll
you can
positive.
Have advantage. Roll. I'd say, yeah, I'd say you can have advantage.
You're mounting the thing.
18.
Okay, yeah, 18.
Yeah, 18 hits.
26. So that's a d4 plus 3. That's 6 points of...
6 points.
And force damage.
Now make an intimidation check.
Okay.
You've also got sneak attack.
Yeah, don't forget your d6 of sneak attack.
Oh, yeah. So that is 5.
So 9 total.
And then intimidate.
Wow.
Oh.
Nat 1.
Damn! Stab! No! It just pulls back like... And it's just like shaking, trying to shake you loose like a pair of fleas.
Oh my god. Jeez.
Not going well, Raynard! Alzra, right. You and like this Minotaur and like a cool, like the dust is like billowing, like there's all these bone tents around. This is all happening elsewhere, but you've currently got your longbow, your like sword sheathed, and this Minotaur is just like stomping his feet like, I'm gonna rip off your face.
Give it a try. I'm going to raise my hand and cast level 4 Blight.
Constitution saving throw, everyone.
17.
He has a plus 9. 27.
Half damage. 8d8. Oh, that's a lot of d8. 7, 12, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22. And that is... Sitting me two more. So 22... 20, 30, 15.
15 points.
Unless you've got your bonus action.
Oh, so he kind of like ravages his body. And then he kind of stands just smoldering, like this necrotic energy just lingering off him. He's just like, was that supposed to tickle?
I'm going to cast Fighting Spirit and give myself an extra 5 temporary HP.
Okay.
I feel like I'm going to need it.
You still have advantage on your next attack roll against him as well. So, like, next turn you get that as well. His go. He will attempt to clobber you.
Oh, I feel like this isn't going to end well, boys.
Well, Adoran
can 27 to hit.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if this takes you down. So it's 17 plus 3 fire damage, so 20.
That's 20, yep. Yep.
So unconscious?
No, I'm good.
Nope. Second attack is a 25 to hit.
Yep.
It's another 20 points.
Oh.
That's exactly lethal.
So the first blow, like the scimitar blow, cuts you across the face.
Yeah.
The second one, he jabs into your abdomen. And then as you go down, he picks you up and that's it. Two death saving throws.
Dude!
He's not fucking around now.
He's got like, a big skull as well.
Or in fact, like, he just like rips you. He wants blood.
Good play. Good play.
Elora's go.
Elora
sees all of this.
She's still in the behind the portal, I think.
No, she did go through, I think.
Is it kind of like a ball being let loose in a
treasure shop?
Ball phone.
Yeah. Ring.
She is going to get on the. Wait, what?
Yeah.
Just gore.
So Elora gets on the griffin.
On the griffin, and I'm assuming that the griffin is like now just listening to her command rather than.
Sure.
Sure. So the griffin can dash up for like 160 feet.
Yeah, sure.
But while it's going past, she's going to use like big level spell, level 8 heal.
Wow.
On Alzra?
That's an Alzra, right?
Fuck.
It's like a million.
Wow.
90.
90 hit points back for Alzra.
Wait, back from
she's back.
Now she's
so she
back.
Just barrel rolls through.
So close.
Big heal.
Leave us alone.
Damn it!
I rise as like a
Chango
mummy.
Chango the Manticore.
Like the Undertaker. Yeah.
Both of you make strength saving throws. He spins and thrashes, throws his body around.
Disadvantage with poison?
No, I didn't make you do a saving throw. You're tough. Just roll a
17.
17?
11.
Okay. You hold on, like you've got the dagger in his side. He barrel rolls. You're like, yeah! You come up and you're like, I'm still on. And then you just hear, as Reynard just plummets. You were 60 feet up, Reynard.
Oh, and I just land straight away.
Yeah, like 60 feet fall. I mean, do you have feather fall a reaction to do anything? Mm. Nope.
Just look at him.
You just watch. 10, 9, 22 bludgeoning damage.
Okay. But I mean, at the speed we're going,
I mean, you're not going that fast. Like, the Manticore's kind of slowed down.
Okay.
And then he will attempt to focus on Cambuckland. He can't really bite or claw you. All he can try and do is thrash you with his tail for a 16 to hit.
Nope.
So this tail is thrashing, trying to, like, spike you, and you're like...
Quit hitting yourself, bro.
You killed my master, I'll kill you.
Okay.
Reynardo.
Right. I guess... With my massive landing, can I see if I can sort of control my landing? Like
I roll
a couple of times and then start running?
Yeah, absolutely. You kind of like hit the ground superhero style somehow survive.
Shatter your shins. Okay. Go straight up.
Yeah. I guess, when?
It makes no sense that he could survive this fall, but sure.
I imagine it like
Dungeons
and
Dragons.
Deadpool fall, like where he does superhero landing and it just goes all a bit cracky and wibbly, but he's still
okay.
Yeah.
I'm alright.
I guess I should have said that the Hunter's Mark moves when Arcan dies, right?
I think
do I lose it?
Does it take a bonus action to move it?
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't, it's just a free action.
When it dies.
Sure, then it just, then yeah. You
oh, actually, I think when it dies, I can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn to move it. So I'm going to move the bonus Hunter's Mark onto the boy.
Manticore.
And I'm going to sharpshooter. How far away is it from me now? It's like right above me, right?
60 feet.
I'm going to sharpshooter.
Okay.
Okay. 8, 14, 22 minus 5. 17
hits.
And the other one was like 4 million.
Sure. I trust you.
Boom! 5, 6, plus 7, 13, plus 10, 23 on the first one.
You want them?
12, 16, plus 7.
Reynard's damage is
23.
Hideous.
Another 33 on the second.
The Manticore dies. erupts in bullets and shreds and begins plummeting towards
he's
the ground.
The rest of us.
That was like 60 damage.
Whose go is it next?
I mean, it's at the end of Reynard's, really, as the Manticore begins plummeting.
Can you make it out of this one?
10.
Juto, make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh my god.
Dex save.
Like a speeding bullet, she just rushes in.
29.
You fucking grab Cam as he's falling. He's like, he reaches out and you like grab his hand as the manticore body just crashes into the ground.
Amazing.
And you're holding Cam, who's just like flailing in the air.
I knew you'd come. Thanks.
Just like old times, my friend.
Indeed.
But now it's just Alzra.
Yeah.
And Aloran, sir.
Kalisa will basically telepathically say, like, we should leave now. So the Tiamat's dragons will probably soon be coming.
Can I quickly... Can I loot?
On your turn, sure. Yeah. But that's... Kalisa is just like, I'll prepare a portal. We should leave now. And then she empties three arrows into the other Abishai. Just like, bam, 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 bam.
Nice.
But we should leave quickly. Do not tarry. Do bring me the hand if you wish an extra reward.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'll do. Who's trying to
say? It is. It would be Arkans. It would be Krolls. They're all dead. Juto's.
All dead.
So you fly down to Arkans' body.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you see this, like, broken dragonborn man. He has a huge skull battle axe in one hand. He wears ornate black obsidian plate armor. And then his hand is just there, this withered claw. The join at the just around the wrist is mutated and flesh-like as it bonds scale to necrotic flesh.
Yeah, I guess can I start cutting it with Chainbreaker?
You just one... It almost parts. Like, as the blade connects, it just...
Oh, that's dodges it.
Uncanny dodge.
Yeah. Runs away.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Another one. Perhaps you will prove stronger than the dragonborn.
Can I skewer it on the end of my wand out? So I'm not touching it. So I'm carrying it, but, like, not... touching it.
You can just hear this like faint voice, but you don't feel any influence yet. Okay. Is that so you just get the hand
rend,
you're done.
Crown rend.
Cam Buckland.
Why is it me? Why is it all
you watch
me?
As Juto is like
You gotta be careful with that, Juto.
Yes, it's already begun speaking to me.
Excellent. Need a lift?
Yes, I think we should go to Kalisa.
Alright.
See you, Reynard.
How the fuck am I gonna
Dimension door? You and Juto dimension door back.
It's gonna take me like four turns to get back.
Yeah, I can just dash, bro.
No. He's taking Juto now.
You know, in the middle of a desert.
I'm just a desert. Hell desert. Yeah.
There's a salt asteroid lands next to me.
God.
Alzra.
Mellow.
The fucking battle continues. God. All your wounds heal. You're on the ground. Open up as you see this Minotaur bringing both blades up, ready to deliver the final blow. And he looks confused as your eyes open. And you look. He looks down.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to get up.
Yeah, do I chance it?
I'm going to chance it with 9 lives, I think. I'm going to try and take his soul.
This incredibly long katana blade with the glowing runes. Go for it.
I'm going to attack twice.
So you have advantage, and you have advantage on the first strike because of Fighting Spirit.
That's a 2.
You have advantage.
Come on. Can I try?
I mean, you have the second attack.
Second attack. I'm going to try again. Fuck, it's so shit.
I mean,
no.
Add it up. You never know.
So that's plus 8. 6 plus 8.
14.
14.
You have a hasted action.
Do I still have haste?
Yeah.
Ever. Oh, actually, I guess it's concentration from me, and I...
Make a constitution saving throw.
16 plus Fine. Constitution, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
You still have it, so you can make 2 more attacks.
I'm going to make 2 more attacks.
Fucking hideous.
13 plus 6.
That's a hit.
19.
Yep, it's a hit. It's not a crit, but it's
not
a
crit,
hit.
So that'll be a d8 plus 3 on that one. I'll just box that in now. That's gone under your thing, but now I've done that. That's 5, 8.
8 damage.
8 more points.
And I'm going to try again. Come on, boys. Come on. Oh! 18.
18 hits. No crit.
No crit.
You just want to suck that soul.
I want that soul. I want the juicy soul. So that is 11. So that's 19.
2 cuts. This kind of flurry of like strikes. Ping, 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 ping.
as you're kind of like, he's deflecting them with his two scimitars as the blades just clash against each other. But you get these two gashes along him that just cause him to howl even louder. On his turn, he's going to try and like hit you back in the throes of his rage. First scimitar is a 14 to hit.
No way, Jose.
Second scimitar is a 17 to hit.
No way, Jose.
Goring with his horns is a 21 to hit.
That is a... Where's the horns, man? Yeah,
the horns. 19 points of damage.
Nice. Let's go.
She's got so much energy now.
Elora.
Pain fuels me.
Elora, I believe, dashed 100 feet or something on the...
60 from the portal. So where am I in relation
you
to that?
You were 200 and something. You were 280, so she's 120 in front.
I guess.
So the griffin dashes.
The griffin is just going to barrel towards me and try and pick me up.
Elora, like, reaches a hand out. She pulls you up onto the griffin.
And then, sure, Elora's going to shoot.
Okay.
Like a million feet away. with her moonbow at the thing that...
The Abishai.
Yeah.
The Abishai.
There's two more Abishais who are basically looking very confused and running towards the crater impact.
And she just gets one shot, doesn't she? Or
yeah.
She gets two.
She gets two, actually.
Sure. I'll just
shoot. Yep, she gets two.
And that's disadvantage. So 13 on that one.
Nope.
Oh. 25.
Hits.
Second one hits. Holy crap. 1d6 plus 6. 11 damage.
11 damage to one of the Abishai. So this radiant arrow just kind of flies through the air. You'd think he'd dodge it, but apparently he doesn't.
Just from nowhere.
Fuck!
What is that? How is that possible?
The Manticore is dead. Reynard, your go.
I guess
you can see, by the way, so Reynard, actually on your turn, even though I'm not, you didn't use your primeval awareness, but you've used it before and you know how many dragons are in that mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear the roar. And it's not the roar of a normal dragon. It is the roar of the queen of dragons. As this five voices combine into one, and this roar just bellows out, almost followed by, you can almost hear it like a whisper in amongst the roar in your head.
My champion! Fly, my children! Flay them! Bring them to me to feast!
Gotta go! I guess Elora is in control of the griffin now, so yes. I can't move with it.
Nope.
But I'm on the back of the griffin, so again, just...
Two long shots.
Two sharpshooter long shots.
Sure.
Disadvantage. No. The second one. No.
But the arrows rain from the sky.
Like 300 feet, though.
Kalisa will basically just start. We'll finish the one off that Elora shot. But you can see more Abishai coming out the tents as well. Like, it is basically like an army is beginning to swarm and prepare itself.
Oh my god.
Kalisa sends in everywhere. She's not going to shoot the Abishai. She pulls her ring off, creates the portal, and then goes through it. And it's like, I suggest you hurry.
Oh, I thought, I thought she went through it.
No, she's gone through it, but she's now holding it open from the other side. Okay. They're both dead. Juto.
So where did Cam Dimension Doors to?
Right by the portal, I'm assuming. Yeah. Yep.
Door-to-door service.
Yeah, I'm going through.
Okay, Cam.
I'm going through.
I also go through.
Okay, Alzra. So you just leave Alzra playing the Minotaur?
No,
absolutely. Alzra, they just throw the portal and you're like, da-da-da. But you're kind of like, this is your moment. This is your kill. It's way cooler. No, I want this one-on-one fight.
You have this, Alzra. Yes!
You took your turns. I was like, what are you doing? You're like, go through the portal. I'm like,
can I just give her a fist bump by the way to us?
As I see all of that going on, I'm like, it's through.
Okay, Alzra.
I'm like, I finished this real fucking quick.
Alzra.
This fucking Minotaur.
Oh, man.
Finish him.
Finish. Right, I'm just going to cast level 5 Blight on this dude, 98.
Oh my god.
So, con 17, see if you play.
You're like, fuck a sword, Blight, motherfucker.
Blight time, I gotta go, gotta like dash.
You drop your sword, you raise your fist.
God, he has plus 9, 17.
Whoa!
Yep.
So that's, this is 9.
The half, yeah.
Eight.
10, 15, 16, 27, 30, 15.
Count all 15. The dice, just in case.
What?
I think you just counted some D8s from this.
No, I counted just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
I've counted one less, actually.
Nine.
38.
So yeah,
that's it. That green 38. One. 38.
Okay, so 38
halved,
15,
19.
He is still up.
Oh my god.
Very injured, but he's just like,
if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna kill you.
No.
Stupid goth.
Oi.
Oh. Wow.
That's all that this place is.
Oh, natural 20 on the first one, natural one on the second. So the 20, you are going to take 12, 22. Oh, that's double sixes.
Oh.
That is 12, 24, 37 points of damage from the crit.
It's fine.
And then his gourd, and then with his horns, he hits you again for another 19.
Maths.
56. That's bad, but it's...
Like the first hit, like, nearly cleaves into your jugular. You roll with a blow, but then he, like, knocks you back on the horns again.
Those horns are not fair, dude.
Laura Griffin.
Laura Griffin.
60
feet. 160. I'm assuming the Griffin can just dash.
Yeah.
Yep, can. So 160, so I get...
You're 120 from the portal.
120 from the portal.
It's another initiative round.
I mean... He raises the moonbow at the Abishai, but then Reynard, like, lowers it.
120 feet? The moonbow's in range.
I know it is.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's also... Reynard can see. I want this duel to happen.
Okay, so Reynard's like, no.
Oh, you mean the Minotaur?
Yeah, the Minotaur. Well, Reynard, it's your go.
Is there any extras? Any
there's Abishai and stuff, yeah.
Oh, then
but the Minotaur and Alzra are having this.
I guess you'll shoot at the...
Okay, anyone that approaches the duel.
Fine, she's like, basically between you and Elora, you're stopping the Abishai from rushing Alzra. You're like pinning them down and stuff.
We're all here for you, bub.
Basically, Alzra, fucking take your go.
Yeah.
We just want to see this epic clash.
Can I just, on my initiative, just stick my head back out the wall and just come back in again?
Well, I suppose you could
just
do,
just to see what's going on.
I'm going to go for the sword again.
You and Cam could just step outside but just to watch.
Yeah, they're still fighting.
I want his soul. 18.
You have haste, don't you?
This is her first two attacks.
First two attacks, 18 plus
hits.
18 plus
that's
8.
That's going to hit.
Okay, and then 7 plus 7. 8.
No, 15.
Okay, 15.
This is a mega fast.
But try again.
As well.
14 plus 8.
That's going to hit, but no soul suffering.
I love that.
So two hits.
Two hits. It's the Minotaur that's causing us the most problem.
I don't think it's causing...
So yeah. That's 2
well,
D8.
I mean, if all of us teamed up on him, then...
The thing is the Minotaur didn't take 120 8. Points of damage in the first round of combat. Mm. Like... Arcane didn't get to do a ton of cool stuff, unfortunately.
How much health does he have?
11!
A lot. Right. A lot.
So what are you doing now?
It's 11 damagios with my 9 lives, you know, longsword.
Is that all of your attacks? Because you got a bonus action as well.
No, I used my bonus action to... thingy.
Well, you had double action. You had double...
Yeah, I've used it.
So wait, how many attacks have you made?
I made four attacks, but only two of them hit.
Yeah.
So I rolled twice.
Okay.
So I got 11
sorry,
back.
I thought you were rolling.
She did it right.
I did it right, Tom.
Okay.
if you score a critical hit, which you did not. However, you basically, you wait, like the first blow knocks him off guard, and then you just step forward and one through his chest, twist, pull it out, and he's just like,
I fought well, Arcan.
You did!
Yeah. Duel over!
Yeah. Run!
With that, you escape through Kalisa's portal as she shuts it. Just
what?
As well.
What do you mean?
You all flee. Yeah, you guys as well. But Reynard, you turn around to see, like, the sky is darkened by the number of dragons coming out of the mountain. If Arcan had made it to the mountain, you're not sure you would have probably been able to finish him off.
Yeah.
Oh, Sid, hello?
Oh, the music's away from battle now.
Oh, I see.
We're in safety.
I just thought Sid was like, Mark, and I was like, but yeah, you see this guy darken as hundreds of dragons begin filling it from the mountain. And as the Reynard, you and Elora, the last ones are in the Griffin, Kalisa snatches the ring, puts it back on her finger, and the portal shuts.
Arkan's dead. We need to get out of here. A lot of dragons. Tons of them.
Oh, don't worry, my dear. We're quite far. We have... There's no fear.
They're dragons. They move very fast.
Yes, they won't be coming here. Don't worry. Tiamat knows her place. If we had remained in the area, I'm sure that she would have tried to see us killed. But don't worry. We're fine here.
Well, in that case...
Where is here?
Oh, I've brought you to somewhere where I did promise your aid. And now that your side of things is complete, I've brought you to roughly where you need to go. A little pit stop, if you will.
Right.
Okay.
This is, welcome to, this is Fort Knucklebone. It's run by something of a strange woman. Is something amusing to you?
No. Pit stop, Fort Knucklebone.
Yes, Fort Knucklebone. I mean, I didn't name it. It was named by the mad hag who runs it.
Yeah.
I'd like to think that all the adrenaline of the battle has just ruined Reynard. He's in some shit.
It's like Breaking Bad. I'm just wailing with laughter.
Now, my dear, I believe that you have something that me and Asmodeus are interested in.
Why is this thing talking to me?
It possesses a small fragment of the Lich Vecna's personality, I believe. It desires people to wield it.
What exactly can it do? I don't believe I saw Arkan use it.
Well, you did. His teleportation ability comes from the hand. It has necromantic powers, spells. It invigorates the wearer, makes the wielder, makes them stronger, gives them control over various things.
I can see why it's valuable.
Oh, yes, very.
So what's the reward for the bonus, you know?
Well, that's for us to discuss, isn't it? What would you like?
What can you give?
Consider the gratitude of Asmodeus. Very expansive.
Well, can you just pick up our friend Trelemar and bring him to us now?
Well, I could. I could bring you his Hell Knight form, but I don't think you'd like that.
Can you remove his Hell Knight form?
Sadly, no. His soul contract is being held by someone. I don't know who.
I kind of want to keep the hand, you know?
I mean, you could, and earn the ire of Asmodeus.
But, expansive reward.
Think of it this way. Asmodeus has vaults of artifacts. He has hoards of wealth. We can provide you with a devil to help your services. We could provide something, well, a bit more interesting for you if you prefer. I've already agreed to help you track down the ledgers and the holophant. But what if there was a prize beyond your actions here in Avernus? You must have things that you wish to see accomplished after you've recovered your friend's contract.
Life is pretty good until hell happened.
I believe you have a family, do you not? What if I could give you riches beyond your dreams? You could live like a king. You'd buy an island.
I'd end up like him. Who wants to end up like that? No offense.
I think a lot of people would.
Yes. Oh, wait, you mean handsome, successful, talented?
That's your own opinion.
Very.
Cam, you hear in your mind. You know, we could give you... We could make you so much better than him. We could give you your... faded athleticism back. We could make you more attractive. We could make you more handsome, more charming. We could make you strong.
I don't really want those things from a devil because you're all... No offense. Probably don't have the best opinion on attractiveness. I think I'm already up there, and I'm secured, so I don't need to appeal to anyone else, thank you.
You're so very brave, putting on this fake act. Do you think that your wife really wants this? Do you think your child wants to go up and look up with this?
She's settled with a plus.
You're a shell of who you used to be. I bet you
Far from a shell, I've got quite a lot on me now, so...
Fatty one, perhaps.
Well,
she said it.
She said you better than you used to be.
You're a
you know
shell.
That. For all of your jokes, all of your deflections, you know that we can give you exactly what you want. Why not just give in? You've already helped us murder. Do you really think that whatever god you served is really going to help you? She's just going to let you die like everyone else. We can make you and your family live forever.
Deal with you. No thanks.
You're so inclined, you wouldn't have to deal with me. But am I really so atrocious? I've helped your allies. I'm offering you power.
And you're in my mind, being annoying. No thanks.
She looks at you, Juto. You know what we've discussed. We could help you provide that. I could track down the person you were looking for. Could make sure that he never amounts to anything here in the Hells.
You cannot help us retrieve Trelemar's soul.
I can help you retrieve it. I will accompany you. The difficulty is that whatever your friend's contract is, it's involved in Zariel's plans. Whatever she is planning, it's involved in that. And Asmodeus, he can't get involved in those plans. He can certainly turn a blind eye to you, mortals, getting involved. And your assistance in dealing with Arcan will favor that. But he cannot directly get involved. Even I can't really be seen to be aiding you against Zariel herself. But we have relics. I can provide you with the knights, great magical weapons wielded by knights, used against fiends. I could provide you with spell books of wizards more powerful than you can dream.
What's that?
We can grant wishes.
Is that in return for the...
For the hand.
The hand?
Yes.
A fucking wish.
What?
I mean...
You could wish for anything.
We could wish...
I wish to not be a fatty shell, Reyna.
I mean, that's what you wish.
That is easy. That can be several months.
Is she saying this in the open, by the way?
I can help you with that.
Some things. Like, so when she was talking to Juto, that was out in the open. The conversation with Cam, where she was insulting Cam, is very much private. Alzra, I mean, she looks at you and is like, I'm sure that you must be tempted by the hand, but I can promise you that Asmodeus would give far greater rewards.
I'm sure he does.
Yes, he would.
It's like wiping blood from my nose.
Oh, you are an incredibly fearsome warrior. Asmodeus would very much like to have you as a champion.
Well, I've missed the glory of combat, I will admit.
It could make you stronger, could make you faster. We could make it so that nobody takes anything from you ever again.
Could I find out more about my sword and how to extract these souls from
it? Oh, yes. Oh, most certainly. We could give you similar armaments if that's what you wish. Mm. We could give you the power to command devils. We could give you incredible power. Mm. More power than any of these others assembled here. We could bequeath you years of experience in an instant. We can give you the powers of the Hells themselves.
I do like it here.
Well, you don't necessarily need to converse with your companions about the hand for these things. We could make a pact, you and I. Not something as foolish as what this Trelemar has done. A real pact.
What would that entail?
Well, it would entail... Your soul would be held by myself. And in exchange, we would give you the power of the Nine Hells, the power of Asmodeus. You would be able to live out your life with an extended life. Perhaps, shall we say, double what you would expect as a human? Perhaps triple? And then once you die, you become a servant for Asmodeus. Not a pathetic little creature wandering around the wastes. A real devil, like me.
Not a coin?
No coin. Not for you. What a waste that would be. You would be truly powerful. You and I could be sisters. We'll wage the blood war together. Forever.
Sounds fun. Sounds really fun.
It is. Oh, it is, my dear. And I can tell that you're not the type to give in to the moral scruples of this lot.
Oh, morals left me a long time ago.
Oh,
I've made some bad choices.
You are truly at home here, Alzra.
I do like it here.
Think on it. All you must simply do is tell me that you wish to agree to the pact.
I'll see how far this goes.
Very well. She looks around the rest of you. You're welcome to keep the hand. Honestly, you take that back to the mortal realms and you'll have heroes of your own hunting you down, trying to destroy it. Or you can give it to me and Asmodeus, we'll lock it away so that nobody can get it, and you get something in return. I hardly call that a temptation. It seems just like a smart business deal to me.
I am for giving it to you. I'm just working out what it is we can get in exchange.
What do you want? Apart from being able to directly give you Trelemar's soul contract... I can provide nearly anything.
Even with a wish?
A wish would be separate. We can provide you a casting of the spell, if that's what you require.
Cool. Could we wish for Trillamar's soul back?
Unlikely that you would be able to wish directly for it. The difficulty with that is it would likely conjure whatever creature holds Trellamar's soul contract to you.
It will give us the means to get it back.
Yes. Mm. And if that soul contract is held by Zariel, as potent as you are, I would not wager your chances against her. Mm. She was one of the greatest angels that fell from the heavens, and now she serves as an incredible commander for Asmodeus' armies. She is violent, hateful, powerful.
I wonder perhaps if we should ask for armaments, weapons, armor to make us stronger.
I mean, lend a hand for a hand.
Yes.
Hand for an arm.
You're the worst.
Are you able to touch that thing? Is it toxic? What's wrong with it?
I don't know. It just started talking to me, and so...
So you're just holding it with a...
Yes.
...skewered.
I don't really want to touch it. I don't... You know my history with hands.
You're doing all the right things. You created boundaries. Perfect. Keep your distance.
Exactly.
But a relic for a relic most certainly is possible.
One relic for one relic?
Hmm.
Of
equal power.
I may perhaps ask for one other thing as well.
You may ask. I do not promise I will give it.
Is the thing kind of like in a rigor mortis state?
It kind of occasionally just... But very softly and slowly.
Hmm.
I'm going to touch it.
Your gun's over.
You touch it?
Oh,
just like,
God.
I knew you would. Oh, Chris Trot.
If Juto allows me, she's on her guanda.
No, I think I would probably, if I see it, I would probably move my guanda out of the way.
Okay. Yeah, you try and move it. You don't touch it, but as soon as your hand draws close, you do hear this kind of like,
no.
Join me to you, and I will give you power over death.
Thing is, where would I join it? Would I just put it in the middle of my chest?
Remove your weak hand. Give it to me.
I need both, for good reasons.
You need nothing.
I don't want you going anywhere near it.
Okay.
All right, no one touched the thing.
I'm not planning on touching it. I've already resisted Crown Red once.
She's done.
But what could we hope for?
Miss Voidwalker, I do not recognise these hand gestures you're showing me.
What hand gestures? I missed it completely.
She's being quite rude.
It's okay, I can already imagine them.
I missed it as well.
Yeah, I totally missed it.
What Cam was going to do is
too
pose
easy.
It into a middle finger to hand back. But I don't think touching it is worth it.
I'm not really sure what relic we could hope for from the hand.
Is Mark looking up?
I'm looking at stuff.
Yeah. Is there a shopping list you can provide us?
Not entirely. There are many things. There are many relics. There is powerful things that I can provide you. But it depends on what you want. If you wish a weapon, there is the Holy Avenger, once carried by a most mighty warrior, paladin. It is most effective in a similar creature's hands, a paladin of justice, but in any hands it is anathema to fiends. We cannot stand its light and holiness. Asmodeus had it locked away in case it was used against him. However, well, let's just say that we would prefer creatures that we know we can handle having such a thing rather than the hand of Vecna. Vecna was a powerful little cretin, one that threatened to become a god himself. Let us just say that Asmodeus does not quite have the same fears for any of you.
What happened to the rest of him?
Vecna? The hand and eye. He lost a hand and an eye to a creature called Cass, a vampire that was his most righteous lieutenant. But as always, Vecna's reach grew far too far. In a world called Tal'Dorei, a group of adventurers slew him as he nearly ascended to godhood. Now he is gone, but whether that is forever, I do not know.
And all of his power's in the hand, and that's all that's left of him?
Power holds only but a fragment of it. It is powerful, but not as powerful as when joined with the eye, which is missing. There is a few things I could provide that if you do not prefer the Holy Avenger. There is a curious little trinket, a deck of cards that's been provided.
Nope.
Well,
nope.
Please keep talking.
I've heard about this thing, and nope, that's a nope.
The deck of many things. Oh, it can provide many sorts of...
In the gambling circuit, we avoid that at all costs. It's been a myth. Anyway.
There is a dragon orb, an orb of dragon kind we could provide. We have the red dragon orb in Asmodeus' possession.
What does that do?
Oh. Each orb contains the essence of an evil dragon. When you hold it, you can peer into the orb's depths and speak its command word. Once you control it, you can access many spells and things that it can do, but also you can call dragons to its aid. You can actually command some of them.
Didn't we just try and run away from a load of dragons?
Yes.
Yeah.
But only red ones would this aid you against.
I think Holy Avenger has a nice ring to it, and also we are avenging our dear friend. Are we not?
He's not dead.
We've all got our weapons. I feel like...
Then if you do not wish a relic, perhaps we can provide something else.
Could we have all of our weapons empowered?
Tricky to do. I would need to take you to Bell's Forge, and Bell is a curious one. Instead, we could perhaps provide one of you with a sort of... It is a spell of sorts. It improves one's experience of the world. It makes you more knowledgeable. It refines your skills. We could increase your stamina, or we could increase your strength, your agility.
What's that increase? I'm already fast enough. So,
of course,
I'm already confident enough.
Oh, this would be beyond your normal limits.
Oh.
This would accelerate you beyond what you mortals are capable of. This would be demonic power.
If we were talking numbers, what would they be?
let's see. It is a pretty big relic. Why don't we say a plus four beyond your stat?
So it would take us...
I'd give you an extra plus two.
I'd be on 24 charisma or dex.
24 dex.
Both be on 24 dex.
Even more dexy.
This power could only provide it to one of you, of course.
Is this something we can all have?
I don't know, is there?
Could we not split it so we all get a little stat boost?
Well, there is five of you. So, no. There are perhaps two of you to a lesser extent. But there are many weapons we could provide, or... like I said, if there are things that you require...
What would Alora say?
I don't know, what would Alora say?
No idea.
I think we should just hand the hand back and just get on with our day. Flowers!
Not that dumb.
I don't know. I don't know what she'd say. She's not dumb, but...
I wonder if we should perhaps discuss this off stream.
Yeah, sure.
Just to, like...
Yep. Yeah, you don't have to do it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what bonus we could all get out of it.
Yeah, like...
Well, for the most part, there isn't any. Okay. Like, it's going to be either some sort of magic weapon, or one of you will get, like, a core stat boost, one of you can get an experience boost...
Is there anything we could get that would help Cam stay alive more?
I could increase his vigor to make him more resilient. There is armor, weapons, if he wishes to protect himself. I could increase his knowledge and experience. That might help protect him for a bit.
I think I'm wise enough.
You don't want to wise up.
I don't want trickery and power to come from hell
what
into me.
Trickery has there been? How I have not tricked you once. Excellent. Have I not been as true to my word as I could? Have I not
she
been to the law?
Yeah, but I don't
she could
want...
have killed Arkan herself and not rewarded us. She could have closed the portal and left us there to Tiamat.
Yeah, but she wants the hand.
But this is that's also
my master wishes to keep the hand away from more petty mortals, quite frankly. The fact is to me, you're full of so much potential. You all have things that you want. Devils, people treat us as if we're some manipulators, as if we're here to cajole and convince mortals, you know, trick them into giving things away. Mortals don't give away anything that they're not willing to exchange for something. We are temptation.
Yeah, and the deal is usually in your favor.
Of course, that is the nature of temptation. We make the deal as favorable as possible, but if the mortal was not tempted in the first place, there would be no deal.
Yeah, but you tip it over the edge, it's not equal.
Oh, does not the merchant make his prices so that he gains a profit? The merchant does not buy low and sell high.
Yeah, but they're not dealing with their soul.
No, but
just money.
It's just another commodity.
I wish for a rest.
If that is your price for the hand?
No, my dear.
I did not think so. Yes, well, Fort Knucklebone is the place. You may rest here. You are safe. Maggie is insane, but she is loyal to Asmodeus, and she will not attack you while you are here. Not under my word, anyway. There are some strange folk around. They will also leave you alone, but they are strange. Kenku and all sorts of bizarre creatures that I don't quite understand. But we will provide... I will be able to provide you with transportation. I can also take you directly to at least one of the locations, if you wish. It's your choice whether you wish to go for the Ledgers or the Holifant first. One, I cannot teleport you to. We will have to take mundane transportation there. The other, I can.
Whichever will get us to... the soul contract quicker.
I don't know the answer to that, unfortunately. I can merely take you to the places you wish to be. I do not know who holds your friend's contract.
Suppose the Ledgers?
The Ledgers, yeah, perhaps.
The Ledgers I can teleport you to.
Okay. Sounds
would
good.
That be... Well, I guess we rest now.
I would recommend it. You seem to be a little worn down.
Mm-hmm. We could just... Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little. Okay. We'll figure out what we need to... get in return for the Hand of Vecna.
Yeah. Yeah, you guys take a long rest. As always, resting here on Avernus, there is no nice rest. You are plagued by nightmares. The little sleep you manage to get is fitful and disturbed. You can never be comfortable here. The hot weather, the sounds of the meteors streaking across the sky, screams, the sounds of war just echo all around you all the time. Any food you consume tastes like dust and ash. Any water you drink, it's salted.
Are you just waiting for someone to talk?
No, I'm just describing how horrible it is.
It is hell.
I feel like you were just going and going.
Alzra, the Kalisa basically will join you where you sleep and is very obvious with her interest in you.
She's just looking at you.
Yeah, she's but she like playfully kind of like grins her fangs, her tail kind of like twists in the air, and she comes and sits with you and basically... Yeah, what do you have you considered my offer yet?
I'm still considering. It is very tempting. And
would you like a taste?
Does it cost anything?
No. No.
Oh, go on then.
Okay. Okay. She places a hand on yours very gently, almost not softly, but intimately. Like, she kind of, like, strokes the back of your hand.
Seductive.
Let me just
blush
pull
a little
something
bit.
Out.
Tee-hee-hee. Tee-hee-hee, Matt.
I want spiels.
Nice. I say that.
I want D&D Beyond.
Smart.
Wi-Fi.
What happens?
Oh,
God.
Oh, we're going to find out. I'm waiting for D&D Beyond to catch her up. She touches your hand and you feel this rush of power just kind of flood through you. You hold out your hand and you can feel this energy, and she points at a kind of miserable looking creature, a kind of little gnome like it's like a gnome, but it's got this vicious twisted grin and these heavy iron boots and a little red hat, and it looks wicked, and it kind of spits at you when it looks at you. And as she touches your hand, she just says, reach out with this power. And you feel this power, and you know that it comes from the hell itself. Like, it kind of rushes into your blood, fills your body with power.
Oh my God.
And she basically says, like, and then you hear this word in Infernal, and you know that if you whisper this word and focus, it will kill the thing you are looking at.
I do it.
You utter a word of power. The creature looks up at you, and then it just, it kind of blinks, and then it just collapses dead. Like, immediately, instantly dead. Oh, you just cast Power Word Kill, a ninth level spell.
Wow.
Jesus. Oh. You enter like a tutorial area.
Instant.
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
Oh ninth. My god. This is amazing.
Which one? Which god?
There is only one choice.
Yeah. Duh.
I could even replace, although you have gained your many skills fighting, I could replace it with knowledge. You could become the greatest warlock of Asmodeus. You have the potential.
Oh, I can feel it.
You could.
This is amazing.
Or you could retain your martial training. The power that you would gain would be lesser. But all of those years toiling away for the Raven Queen, I can warp them, twist them to become years in service of Asmodeus, and I can give you more.
And it just costs my soul.
I mean, but what even is that? Like I said, you will live for 200 years in the mortal world, free to do whatever you wish. I will not impose anything on you. I might send you a few things now and then that if you wish to do them, you'll gain rewards for. And then once you die, you come here. When she glances around, you've already said that you feel at home here.
Yeah.
We would fight together. We would slay demons together and serve our Lord Asmodeus.
Yeah.
So what is the cost of a soul, really?
It's just a soul, really. It doesn't really do anything.
Those are the terms. You just have to say you agree.
I'm snoring.
I just whisper. I agree.
Rhiannon, would you like to become a 20th level warlock?
What?
Yes!
Oh my god!
What the hell?
We'll make that for next time.
Holy shit!
20th level warlock?
Yep.
20th level.
I mean, she did just sell her soul, though.
Yeah, but I mean, the benefits.
Holy shit!
Raynor suddenly sits up.
What?
Oh, she's good. She's fucking good.
So long, Orca.
Clara.
You know, fuck the Raven Queen. See you later.
See you later. Bye. She's out.
Yeah.
Boom. Just take that little idol.
Who's Orca? Orca is a type of whale. Orca is a type of whale, Tom. God. I worship Orca, Lord of Whales.
It's Shamu.
What's his name?
Shamu Free Willy.
What's he called?
Orcus.
Orcus.
Yeah. I thought Demon Lord of the Undead. Orca. Lord of Whales.
I thought it was plural. It was just a bunch of orcas. Wasn't it Orcus?
No, it was Raven Queen.
Raven Queen.
She was like a really fucked up cleric of the Raven Queen.
Yeah.
But now she's a 20th level fiend packed warlock of Asmodeus.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Would you gain 4 levels out of that as well?
Yeah.
Do we get any experience for killing Arcan and all his boobs?
Yeah.
Do we get a level up?
No.
We are far from leveling up.
Do you want to give the hand in exchange for one of you getting a level up? You can fight amongst each other about who gets it.
I mean, I currently have the hand, so.
Oh.
No.
Get that cheeky extra level, Juto. Would you? That'd be level 17.
What 17?
Oh, what could you get at level 17?
What do I get at level 17?
Oh, just give the hand of Vecna to Asmodeus.
While everybody's sleeping.
Everyone's sleeping.
While the humans sleep.
Foolish humans.
I don't think I
could. Filthy, disgusting humans.
If I got to 18, I could get empty body.
Well, guess what? If you go to level 17 and then you level up again,
I get, like, nothing.
I'd want to double level up.
No.
Then, no.
I think you like being a devil too much.
I fucking love being a devil. I love just being that little whispering, like, oh, do you want to do this?
Vernus fucking...
It's, at the end of the day, we're just here to be temptations. Like, it's up to the mortal if they take it. They have to just say yes.
It's on them.
Yeah. Oh. Definitely doesn't have any repercussions. Definitely isn't going to come back and bite in some other way.
Nah. 20th level. What is it
worth? It. Worth it, mate.
Hashtag worth it.
20th level for 200 years, and then after that,
whatever.
Live up as a demon.
Yeah,
whatever.
Forever.
Forever. Forever. Yep. I mean, in the service of Asmodeus.
You got everything you wanted out of that.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. GG. You came. Well, I think we'll wrap things up there then, because I think like we're going to need some time to devalue, and also Katie's not here, so it's a bit of a shorter one today. But
think about our award.
Hey, cool battle with Arcan.
The hell,
you guys had him so low. Like from that first thing of combat, like I should have teleported him away like ages ago, but I just thought like, oh, if I can get Azra down, I can focus on everybody else. Like, see, he had you, like down.
Oh, yeah, like twice.
He was going to Finger of Death, which basically would have turned you into a zombie, which means you can't be resurrected.
No!
Like, by, like, until, like, he's killed, basically. Yeah. And then basically turn on everybody else and then just be like, right, dude, now fight everyone else. Oh, but, yeah, I just couldn't get it. He's, whether these aren't final stats that I've been using, these stats might change for the actual full book.
Could get beefed up.
So if you're, like, at home and you're like, I've worked it out that Arcan has 245 hit points or whatever, just keep in mind that that might change.
Yeah.
Is that what
same
you
with
had
all of his abilities. I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say.
And also, that battle did take, like, what, six...
Well, it's also because it was like we ambush. It was like you fought the army, did that, had a rest, did the ambush in Arcan, and then you basically turned into a chase battle going after him through the thing.
That was cool. Three phases.
That was really cool. I was shitting myself during that chase bit. Yeah. I was just like, oh,
honestly,
God.
Honestly, so it describes in the book, it basically says, like, it would be foolish of the adventurers to attack the monument of Tiamat. And it's like, the sky is darkened by dragons.
Oh, yeah. God.
It's, like, really fucking bad.
Yeah.
We're lucky to get away.
I just wish I could find it. Like, there's a section, there's just a bit that it reads that is
dead.
Like, don't fucking do this. But yeah, the other thing I was quite interested in is obviously you guys were all about we're going to ambush Arcan because that's what Khalees has told us to do. If you had spoken to Arcan, he absolutely would have said, like, betray the devil and I'll help you find the thing. Like, I'll work with you and we'll find it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, that is something that other people can
do. Other people can do, absolutely. And he would have been like, I need you to do this instead. Like, you know, if you're going to work with her, she wants you to kill me, I want you to do this instead. But yeah, that would have been another path that it could have taken. So
D&D.
D&D, man. That's why I love this game.
Arcan down.
Hey, thanks very much, everybody, for watching at home. Yes. We've been High Rollers, Lightfall's Descent. Thanks very much. We stream every Sunday before this one over on our channel. You can check it out.
3 hours before.
Three hours before. Twitch.tv/JokesCast or Twitch.tv/HighRollersD&D, whichever you prefer to watch it on. Thanks very much for watching us. You got more awesome D&D content coming up right here on Twitch.tv/D&D. Thanks for watching. In fact, actually, before we go, myself and Tom and Katie will be at PAX West in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
So if you're going to PAX West, please do come see us, say hi. We've got a signing on the Friday and then a panel on the Saturday. I should have been talking about that this whole time we've been doing the show. Never mind. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
See you. Bye.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Lightfall The Descent. Once again, a massive thank you to Wizards of the Coast for making this possible. This series will return next week as we receive our reward and continue our journey to find Trelemar's soul contract. We'll see you then.